Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com, blogradio.com, or blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, that is where you can listen to every single show that we've ever done. Of course, the show is has the same name as myself, Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And I also hope that you will follow me with my GregoryCrawfordSports.wordpress, WORDPRESS.com, where I cover the world of sports business from the standpoint of basketball, golf, tennis, and sports facilities. I focus on those four great subjects, which always have something going in the world of sports business. Hey, I love doing this show because even though I'm a Northwest Conference guy and I love the Northwest Conference, my favorite league is the NWAC. And on this show tonight, it's the last Tuesday of the month, so we have four great coaches from the NWAC, men's basketball coaches who are not only outstanding people, but they're tremendous human beings that shape the lives of young men and women all across boundaries. And we always start out the show with the four of them, with T.J. Cowell, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. T.J., how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Gregory. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking. And what are you doing right now? Give us a little update.
You know, I'm just sitting at home after work. I went and ran some errands. I'm working on some wedding stuff right now, and I just got done watching one of the episodes of Ballers, so getting caught up on my TV shows here in the off season.
How are you feeling about your 16-17 team right now?
Oh, man. I'm feeling good. We still have guys out of town. A bunch of our returners are out of town back with their families, and the guys that are around are training hard, being consistent in the gym, and it's been about the same as last month, really.
TJ, we had a little discussion on our NWAC show last night that I do every Monday night with the South guys about people working during the summer, and I think we all agreed, which is kind of unusual, the five of us, that there's nothing better than having a job during the summer for a student athlete, learning discipline. It could be in any field, and your comments on that.
Oh, I agree fully. I encourage all my guys to get jobs. It's just what you said, responsibility. It gets them out of bed in the morning, teaches them the value of a dollar. You know, the money they're spending is what they're earning. I think it makes them a lot more responsible coming in as sophomores. A lot of times freshmen come in and they've never had a job before, and the first financial aid paycheck or first scholarship paycheck gets spent really fast sometimes. And I always that summer after their freshman year is really important for them to, like you said, get a job, have some responsibility, stay in a regular routine, so when you get back to school in the fall, you still have sort of a routine built in, and I'm all for it. I'm with you.
Yeah, and a funny story is that my great business partner, Gordon Kiyokawa, who's basically an icon, and I don't throw that term around loosely in the golf business, he's always had some players and coaches work for him in the summer at Columbia Edgewater on the golf course, and it's real discipline when you've got to arrive at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's too much for me. I think I probably would have found something a little where I got to sleep in a little more when I was in the summer. But I have actually worked on a golf course before. I was a caddy out at Bandon Dunes in Pacific Dunes, down on the Oregon coast outside of Bandon, which
wow.
is a beautiful, beautiful course. Yeah, it was a great experience. And I, after saying that, I did spend a lot of early mornings out there. A lot of times we're getting there at 4:30 or 5 for getting ready for that first tee time. So A golf course is a great place in the summer. Fred, getting that fresh air early in the morning.
TJ, I'm going to ask everybody tonight about the NWAC, and I, as I've said and documented and written and tell everyone, it's my favorite basketball conference of all time. But I'm going to ask a couple questions. What's the greatest thing about the NWAC in your expert opinion?
Oh, that's a tough question. The greatest thing about the NWAC? I think it's the fluidity. There's so much constant change that you always have to be progressing and on top of your game. The season never ends. The recruiting goes all the way through the summer. You can turn a program around so quickly, and it requires you, especially for me as a young coach, to just be on top of your game all the time. And it gives you a chance to grow, and it's a competitive league.
And in conclusion, what's one thing that you would like to change? And I know it's always tough being the leadoff hitter here, but you do a great job. Tough being a leadoff hitter in any sport is tough. You do a great job with it. But what's one thing maybe you'd like to see changed in NWAC basketball?
Oh, man, this is a lot of pressure. Before I answer that, I just want to say one thing. I was really excited tonight to find out the secret to shooting free throws. You had promised me the secret to shooting free throws last month.
Hey, that's right. You know what? I'm getting so old, I forgot that. I'm going to save it for next. Is that okay? Do I have your permission? Did you control a lot here as the leadoff hitter? Do I have your permission to do that next month? And I'm writing it down right now. I will do it. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. We haven't been very good, and I need this. I need this tip for to shoot free throws better. Oh, the one thing that I could change – in the NWAC, well, man, I don't know if I have an answer for you. I think my guys would say give us the NCAA rule to where we can dunk in the pregame. I'd like that one. I'd also like the shorter shot clock. I'd go all the way to the NBA shot clock. But I don't know. I don't feel that confident in my answer. You got me on that one.
No, I love both of those. I think they're great answers. I would agree with you. And when I agree with you, that means they're correct, right? You know, and now that I blew it with the free throw thing, next month definitely. You know, I'm going to be another year older next month, probably on the night that we do this show. So I want you to know I'm going to give out my free throw secret. I'm giving it out for free. So I'm writing that down right in my notes, my reminders, and you are going to benefit from it as the leadoff guy here as well as the other three people. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Congrats on another great year. I really appreciate being on the show and you being so great to me all the time. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You betcha, TJ. That's TJ Caldi, outstanding men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. And don't forget, he won't. Next August, I'm going to give out it'll improve everybody's free throw shooting by 10 to 12%, guaranteed. Now let's go to Mitch Freeman, who we always have on the program, a great coach at Peninsula College, wonderful human being, just like TJ and the rest of the coaches. Mitch, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you again for having us on. It's exciting and always great to talk to you about basketball. And you are keeping the anticipation alive, the free throw secret. And TJ did a great job of kind of stalling his answer a little bit there. And I'm waiting to hear the secret as well. So we look forward to August.
And as much fun as we've had with this, yeah. I am going to give a serious answer. So.
Yeah.
It has to do with the brain, and I know that coaches will pick up on this, but I'm giving it to you four guys. I'm even keeping this from the Southern guys. Now, that's how much I think of you guys. How's that sound?
It sounds terrific, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Mitch, What's the one great thing? I know there are a lot of great things about the NWAC. We know that. That's why I do this program. But what's one great thing about it that you'd like to comment on?
Well, I think it's the opportunity that gives student athletes or kids a chance to continue to follow their dream. I've seen guys, you know, high school kids that just didn't have a chance, to guys that needed a second chance, another opportunity. And the NWAC allows for that, allows for guys that maybe messed up academically. Whatever the kid's scenario is, whatever the, you know, the student in terms of what, where they're at in their life, the NWAC allows for that opportunity. And I think it's been awesome. And I've relished at the opportunity that I've had the chance to build a relationship with young men that, you know, I might not have been a part of their life if it wasn't for basketball and the NWAC. So that to me is the one thing that sticks out the most.
Terrific answer. Very well said. How about the one thing you'd like to maybe change?
Well, I'm not going to stall the answer here. I think the one thing I'd like to see is open the recruitment and give those opportunities to any kid that wants that chance. We're set on, like, I think it's 8 states that we can offer, and I think that's great. But I think you should be able to open it up, even if that isn't given the money to or the scholarship, but allowing those kids an opportunity to, for us to recruit them and talk to them and build relationships with them the way we do for all our recruits, that makes it so important in terms of building a program and a culture. So that's the one thing that I would like. I mean, Peninsula is a tough place in terms of, you know, we have to go outside the peninsula to be able to attract student athletes that can compete at a high level to play in our league. And it makes it a little more difficult in terms of some of the restraints that we have.
Very good. Mitch, it's obviously July 26th for people listening live, but many people listen to the podcast of the show, which is great as well. But what are you thinking about for 16-17 right at this moment? What's in your pattern for your
career? Right at this moment, I'm looking at the lake right now. I'm in Lake Chelan. I've been here for the last few days. Got off the golf course, had a great dinner with my wife, had a chance to spend time with our family. So it's been awesome to be able to be out here and to just get away a little while. But I'm very optimistic about our basketball program that we have for this next year and what we've been able to attract certain student athletes that we think have a chance to do really well in this league. We have 2 transfers. We have two players from, you know, we have players from all over the place. We got kids from Utah, Las Vegas, L.A., that are coming in, and we're excited about them. We're undefeated right now. And so we're very excited about the kids that we have been able to get to and come be a part of our program. So I'm really optimistic about our future for this next year. So
very good. In conclusion, the most important question I'm going to ask you, what did you shoot today?
We shot a team scramble, so we shot 4 under, 68.
Oh, but that's no good scramble. In a scramble. That won't even get you a cup of milk in a golf scramble, the way some of these teams are put together.
I don't know if I could hold it. I know that you're a big-time golfer. I'm probably a 14 handicap, so I probably don't play on the same course as you do, but I have a lot of fun playing it. It's extremely challenging, very humbling playing that sport, and it's a test of the brain in terms of, you know, thinking that next play, that next shot, and that's critical to, you know, sports in general. So I hopefully take a few of those things with me when I coach our guys up.
Yeah, and you said it best there. It's not how you play golf. It's who you play with. That's important.
Yeah.
And one other thing that I'll throw out there is in the 70 tournament he won this year, Jordan Spieth walked 54,000 steps. So you've got to be in a little bit of good shape to play golf.
Well, I think, I should be walking, but most of the time I think I'm in a cart. Enjoying the camaraderie with my with my friends and family. So, but I love it. I wish I was a lot better, but I tell you what, I got a lot of opportunities to get better at it as life goes on. So it's been a lot of fun playing. But yeah, it's beautiful out here in Lake Chelan. We love coming out here. Family's been coming out here for years.
Very good, Mitch. We'll talk to you in August when I'm going to reveal my big free throw secret. So
all
look
right.
Forward to it.
Hey, Greg, we're going to hold you to it. We're excited too.
You betcha. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach of Peninsula College. Now let's stay in the state of Washington and talk to the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College, who would like to play every single game at Clackamas Community College, where I think he's won like 12 in a row, 9 in a row, whatever. And it's Kyle Gray. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm great, Gray. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. And, you know, I know you're a teacher of young men, and way beyond that, what do you do with someone that blows their assignment like I did tonight?
Well, our favorite number is 17. The guys would have you on the line. So you'd be running a little bit. You would be running if you didn't fall through. So, but, you know, I'll give you a pass as long as you just promise me to tell me when we get off the air tonight. Just go ahead and send me a text with what the secret is before the rest of the guys, and I'll let you off.
Oh, well, I'll have to debate. Hey, speaking of trouble, let's go with our base question tonight. The one thing, and there's many, once again, I'm repeating that, but it's important to repeat it, many great things about NWAC basketball. In your mind, what's the greatest, Kyle? And you've been highly successful like the rest of the coaches on this program.
Yeah, I think for me, the probably the biggest thing is competition. I think it's great competition, certainly in the north. And I know Mitch will back me up on this. Is that there's no off nights. I mean, it's really a humbling conference and league. And so I think the competition from top to bottom is pretty good, and it has been for a long time. And it's just it's a humbling season every year just to go through and to have to prepare and making sure that you're giving your best every single night.
And quite frankly, competition humbles you no matter what profession you're in.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely.
How about maybe one thing that really you have on your mind a lot that you'd like to see changed regarding the NWAC? And, you know, maybe there some people might think there doesn't need any changes. That's perfectly fine, too, but I'd love to hear your opinion.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take the easy way out and go with that one. I do like Mitch's answer, though. I think Mitch had a good answer there about kind of opening up to everybody. We get contacted by so many people from outside the NWAC jurisdiction that it'd be kind of nice to not have to worry about, you know, where you're from and all that stuff. But, I understand that there's rules and we got to go by it, but that would be probably something to look at in the future. My big thing, and I said it before, is I would just like to have the tournament back at a bigger venue for the guys. And I think that, you know, to be clear on that is just, I know for our guys, it's fun. It's a really good time for them. And kind of a bit of a reward for all the hard work that they go through all season, and to be able to play on a cool stage like that is fun for them. And I think that's something I would love to get back to if we can in the future. But, again, I understand that there's reasons behind everything. So, but that would be the one thing I would look at.
And Kyle, like the rest of the coaches on the program, I can attest firsthand how hard you work at being a basketball coach and beyond, and it takes many hats. What about working during the summer? I guess because I had to do it all the time, it's so critical to my thought process even to this day.
Yeah, I mean, it's important, and I think that, you know, it's something that is really imperative for our guys, especially at our level, just because a lot of guys, you know, our scholarships aren't even going to be able to cover everything that comes with your cost at school, which is, you know, obviously different at other levels. A lot of our guys, they have to work. There's no two ways about it. And I think our guys sometimes are kind of pushed to grow up a little bit faster than maybe, you know, your Division One players and things like that right out of high school, in some ways, right? And so I think it's really important for them to be able to have that time to get out there. So that's why, you know, a lot of our summer workouts are kind of designed around, you know, you being able to pop in and out whenever you can, because we do understand that you have to pay the bills. And, you know, a lot of our guys, some of our guys have to pay more than just their bills. You know, they got to help pay the bills at home as well with their parents and other things like that. And we want to support that as best we can, because it's such a commitment during the season and such a grind that these guys won't have time to get all that stuff done.
Very well said. Hey, Kyle, I believe it or not, this past couple of weeks I've had to put an extra blanket on, and to me that means we're getting closer to basketball season. What are you thinking about right now on July 26th in regards to your 16-17 team?
I'm just really excited about, you know, I feel like I've got a pretty good handle as to what the core is going to look like. Obviously a lot can change between now and September, and it usually does, but you're hopefully, if you're fortunate enough, your core is there and you got a good idea of what's happening. And so I usually use that August time to map out the plan and meet with the coaches, and, you know, everyone has a pretty good idea of our personnel. And so we're able to kind of really start to gear up and map out that game plan for the season and how we think things are going to go or could go for us. And things are really positive for us right now. So we're excited.
Yeah. In conclusion, I do the program prior to this with Tyler Geving every week, a great coach at Portland State. Everybody loves Tyler. Part of an NWAC product that's really succeeded.
Absolutely. He's got Edmund's ties too,
about,
Greg.
Pardon me?
He's got Edmund's ties too, my friend.
Yes, he does. I was just going to say that. and one thing about Tyler and I talked tonight, Kyle, about, you know, the great Rick Adelman, who will be in the Hall of Fame very soon, Hall of Fame coach, once told me, don't ever buy into this baloney about one game at a time, Greg, in the NBA. And he says, we play them five at a time. And I know what he's saying, and I know what people are saying when they play it one at a time. But I guess my question to you is, you do have to kind of map things out, your games and everything at times.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in a way, yes. But I think, you know, just to, I guess, pull the curtain back a little bit, I mean, we don't look at specific games right now. Obviously, in July, we're not looking at that. But we're looking at more like, you know, here we go. This is what we need to get ready before the scrimmages start, before our non-league play starts, and then, of course, before our league play starts. So kind of everything that we want to get in there and how we want to go about it, and basically coming up with our essential lesson plans to get that through to the guys. And you know, obviously we'll be tweaking a lot of that before it actually happens, but it's good just to get an overall view of what that's going to look like.
Kyle, have a great month. We'll talk to you in the month of August, and a pleasure to have you on the program each month.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Now I'll close out the program with the person that put this program together, created the ideas, and does a great job just promoting it and all that other good stuff. Aaron Landa, the head men's coach of South Puget Sound Community College, which I love that name, Aaron, and it's a beautiful school in a beautiful city.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on. I've always thought Puget Sound is one of the coolest places in America, and so to have a school where the name of, you know, Puget Sound is included, I think there's some good brand recognition. It's just an amazing part of the country to live in.
Absolutely. Hey, Aaron, we love the NWAC. You made a strong commitment to coach in it, as the rest of the coaches have on this program, and you're having a lot of fun and you're a lot of success. What's great about the NWAC in your mind?
Yeah, everybody's given some good answers. You know, for me, it's just this kind of geographical pride. There's just so many different schools, just a really kind of diverse group of schools, city schools way out in the middle of nowhere. But just regional, you know, the states of Oregon, Washington, and now bringing, you know, a school from Idaho in, I think that this part of the country does a great job just in terms of educating at the junior college, community college level across the board. And so to be a part of that and to have a great basketball product like the NWAC, it's great, it's exciting, and I think it's really good. Just the amount of attention it gets, and obviously you help us out a lot with the radio coverage, so really appreciate that. This is fun.
Well, thank you for that, but you guys make it easy for me to do that. Hey, how about one thing you might want to change? We had some good answers with that, too.
Yeah, I can't be original on this one just because I'm so passionate about what Mitch spoke on. And there was actually an interesting code proposal that came up spring 2015 where young men and women that came from outside our region, if they came as a freshman and paid their own way, they could get a scholarship as a sophomore. And I thought that was a great proposal. It didn't pass, but it was really close. I'd love to see that get presented again. We had a wonderful student athlete who was the NWAC Scholar Athlete of the Year this year, who would have qualified his sophomore year for a scholarship had that code passed. So I feel really strongly, especially if they come, you know, from outside the region, they want to be a part of the NWAC, they want to live in the Pacific Northwest, reward them for being a good student athlete and representative of your school. So that's how I feel. I feel pretty strongly about it.
Hey, I like that. And I know you always feel pretty strongly about the way you've developed your program there. You've changed the culture. What are you thinking about right now with your 16-17 team?
It's a good question. We're getting to know each other a little bit this week. We've got all of them here in Olympia. We have a camp going on too. So right now I'm thinking about how sore I am from 2 days of camp, and then I've got big boys in, and we're getting to know each other. So this will give us a look at our guys, and then we'll have some planning time in August to get prepared for the season and for the school year.
You've kind of gone like a building a building. You had a rough start, and by probably your own admission, it's gotten a lot better. Your foundation's great now. You've developed a winning culture. What needs to happen next, Aaron?
You know, on the court, it's clear there's another level of the postseason that we haven't gotten to. We made a lot of progress and had a really nice season and got into the postseason, and we went on the road and we lost to Spokane, who won the championship. So, you know, to get to that Final Eight is the next step. And that brings you to Everett, which is the main site for that Final Eight. And so on the court, you know, that's what's next. We really need to do that. And off the court, just, you know, more time in graduating players. When people are graduating, it makes it easier to recruit. And that's always going to be our priority, just graduating more and more players.
Aaron, great job tonight. Thanks for putting this all together from the very start. We've been at it. We're coming up on a year, and you guys are all terrific, and you're a big part of that, and I commend you for it, and I commend everyone that coaches in the NWAC, men and women, and all the sports. It's a tremendous league. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, Greg, I really appreciate you having us on, and like everybody else, I cannot wait to hear the secret in August. I can't wait any longer than that.
Oh, no, it's not going to go. I'm not dragging. It's not going to be like pro wrestling. And we want to just throw in a comment that many of these coaches will be at Clackamas Community College, the 6th and 7th. Brant Miner's got another fabulous showcase. You can go to Max Hoops to find out about it, www.maxhoops. And, Aaron, you have a good month, and I won't tease anybody any longer than August. My secret to improving your free throw shooting 10 to 12% is coming out in my birthday month.
Okay, Greg. I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, Edmonds Coach at South Puget Sound Community College. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, coaches. We love the NWAC. These guys are great. Get out and support it in all their sports. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make your free throws.